Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Shirley, you know, it's just been a debate and it's a very sensitive subject. It's very, very sensitive, you know. But we got to talk about it sometime. Too much chicken. Too much chicken.
Oh, well, we got heavy and
black people eat too much chicken. I'm just sorry. Y'all know nobody ever wants to discuss it. Nobody ever wants to talk about it.
You can't have
but it's you know, I know. We can't have nothing. But I'm just telling you. I don't know where this came from, where they talking about black people eat too much chicken. But I pull up Chick-fil-A, it'd be a white line wrapped around the bill. I don't know where they come from. But anyway, too much chicken.
You think this is appropriate?
I think it's appropriate. You know what? Actually, pranks don't care about what's appropriate.
We saw that the other day with Shador.
We really don't.
Yeah. No ethics committee over here in pranks.
No. Not in the prank world. We don't care nothing about what you like, what you don't like, what's ethical and all of that. No. Too much chicken. All right, black people, I'm finna call more than one black person about this chicken.
Okay.
So yeah, this deserves way more people to call. Too much chicken. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
It's Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name is Remy. I'm calling with BPE-TMC. How's your day going?
I'm doing fine, but what's a BT, whatever that is?
BPE-TMC. It's an organization. We've been around for the last 5 years, and we're trying to help different things in the black community. And I wanted to reach out and give you a call and see if you would be on board or help signing a petition that we're going to have going around with BPE-TMC, if you don't mind.
Okay, what is it about?
Well, BPE-TMC, Jason, is black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is cut back the shortage of chicken.
Black people eat too much chicken? What the hell is this?
My name is Remy, sir.
Okay, what you mean by black people eat too much chicken?
We've done a test study, and we realize, sir, that black people are the ones that are eating too much chicken. And what we want to do is try to cut back, because right now there's a shortage.
The Chinese, and ask them, they eat all kinds of chicken fu yang, all this chicken. The white people eat chicken curly, all this chicken stir fried rice with chicken and all this thing. You want to come to me talking about a black person eat too much chicken? Did you ask the white people? I bet you didn't know with no white folks. I bet you don't go to them. Y'all scared of them.
We're gonna get to that. We're starting in the black community. Black people are the ones that seem to buy the most chicken.
Man, no chicken. Guess what? I don't eat chicken. And if I did eat some chicken, I'd be cursing. Man, what the? Are you vegan or something? You. Hey, how in the y'all got my number in it? Where you get it from?
Actually, we're getting numbers from the supermarket, and we're getting a listing of people who buy the most.
Supermarket, you get my number in no supermarket?
Sir, the main thing we're trying to get you to do is cut back on eating chicken. Now, what we want you to do?
I don't eat no chicken, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and eat some chicken, and don't call me with no about eating too much chicken. Don't even call my phone. Do you got that?
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Callaway. Is this Callaway?
Yeah, it's Callaway. Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Remy. I'm with BPE-TMC. And,
Who?
My name is Remy, sir. I'm with BPE-TMC. What we're doing is we have a petition we're trying to get signed throughout the black community, of some things that we're trying to actually help out in the black community.
Uh-huh.
So BPETMC is actually an organization, and we're trying to actually save some things in the black community.
What is that? What's that stand for? What the hell is that? BT, what is that for?
BPETMC is black people eat too much chicken. And what we're trying to do is get...
Man, you gotta be kidding me, man. Who is this, man?
This is Remy, sir. We're trying to get you all to actually sign a petition. What's going on is black people are buying too much chicken.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me with this, man. Is this a white man? Who is this, man?
I am Caucasian, sir, yes.
Now, why are you calling me with this?
Well, what we're trying to do is... We're trying to get...
How did you get my number, first of all?
We're getting numbers from supermarkets that are letting us know...
Man,
the,
you got
the people that...
Man, you get the f*** off my phone with this, man. Talk about some beef chicken. Man, you gonna make me get out and smack one of y'all. What the f*** wrong with you?
Okay, sir, what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on buying chicken.
Man, who's you guys? What the f*** you talking about, you guys?
Well, the black community, sir.
Hey, man, you better go on with that shit. We ain't got time for this, man. Don't be calling my phone with that, man.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Valerie, Val.
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Remy. I'm with BPETMC. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm very well, ma'am. Listen, what we're trying to do is, if I take a little bit of your time, we're trying to actually get a survey signed by people in the black community. We're actually trying to help out in the black community. The organization is BPETMC, and what this is black
what is
people
that?
Eat.
What is that?
That's black people eat too much chicken. So what we're doing is we're trying to get...
Black people do what? Say that one more time for me.
Black people eat too much chicken. You see, there's been a shortage in chicken. So what we're trying to do is get black
There's
people to cut back.
There's been a shortage in chicken, and you want to do a survey?
Well, what we want you guys to do is sign a petition that you're not going to eat any more chicken this year.
That doesn't even make sense. We just don't eat chicken. You know, we eat beef, we eat steak, we eat fish. I don't see you trying to pull that off the market. Now, why would you want to tell us not to to eat chicken and we eat other stuff, too? Where are you getting your deep findings from? Because this doesn't make any sense.
The test study, ma'am, was over chicken, and it just seems like that...
Who did this test study?
Well, we did, ma'am. We're BPETMC, and after doing the test study, we did realize that the black people are the ones that are eating...
Was the test only just directed to black people? I mean, did you use white people? Because white people eat chicken, too. But you guys are on diets and stuff.
Okay, ma'am, well,
Did you use Asians? Pretty... What about the Hispanics? Did you use them?
Okay, ma'am, listen, the bottom line is our first study is black people, and what we're trying to do is get you guys to cut back on eating.
No, your study should be everybody. This is some where'd you get my number from?
Ma'am, we got numbers from the supermarkets of people that
you
buy
didn't get my number from no supermarket because I didn't give my number to no supermarket. This just don't make any sense. You calling me, interrupting me about some like this.
Bottom line, ma'am,
you're telling me what the hell I can't eat. You don't lost your mind. You got life and twisted, sir. Yes, you do. Life twisted. Calling somebody, telling them that black people eat too much chicken. You and your politician.
Would you like to hear what the survey is actually saying?
No, I don't want to hear what the survey is actually saying, because what you're saying is about a whole bunch of...
But the survey is saying that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Valerie, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You know, Tommy, I love me some chicken.
Come on now. Come on here, y'all. What?
Mm-mm.
Pull
You're
up
so
on the
wrong.
Chicken. Pull up on it. Let me tell you something. If black people quit eating chicken for 30 days, we'll shut this country down. Do you hear me? Ooh. We will shut this country down.
Chicken at Target. Gone.
Chicken. Whoa. Don't touch the chicken or the egg and watch what happens.
We can't afford the egg.
Come down.
Which came first?
Egg prices would come down.
Yeah. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Because you'd have plenty of eggs then.
Oh,
supply. But the one that's closest to my ranch is still a long way away. I can't drive.
Let me say it to you this way. Let me say it to you this way,
Steve.
Right after Bass Pro,
Bucky.
Write it down.
All boy. Right, boy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.